You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back-to-back NFL no huddles just a few minutes away on a stress-free Sunday for Falcons fans. Just hanging out, watching. Can't hurt you. Hurt you today.
No.
Can't hurt you next Sunday either because they play Monday Night Football against the Bills. We'll get to all of that. We'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40 as well.
I know that I saw the video. I was trying to remember, because we're talking about the Oklahoma game, the kid that fell into the wall. That's what happened. That's why I was trying to remember Justin Ross's name when he hurt his neck.
Right.
So hopefully that kid's all right, because he just went out back in the end zone and there's that barrier. Mm-hmm. And he ran head first in that. So I was hoping that he was all right. That's the kid I was trying to figure out what his name was. But I mean, yeah, I was, college football. Your girl, your wife, her alma mater's in town.
They're in town.
Is she tailgating?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Her and her sorority sisters got a hotel down there. They're staying down near this a whole deal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're making a whole deal of it. We're going. I'm taking me and my dad and my brother have gone camping every year for however long.
Right.
I don't know how many years? Forever. And it looked like maybe we were going to have to cancel it because my dad's been dealing with some health stuff, but he's doing great, and he's on the recovery side of it now, so he's going to be good to go for the weekend. So we're going camping this weekend and taking the kids.
Right.
So she's you know.
Mama got a night, a couple of days off.
Yeah, she's got friends flying in from Florida and Arizona to go to the game.
What?
Yeah, they're doing her best friends from college are going to do the whole thing. And that's got a great text from Parla, one of the sales guys here. He was like, hey, we've got four tickets to the suite if you want to go to the game on Saturday. I know App State's in town.
Right.
And I was like, well, I'm going to be gone, but maybe could my wife do it without me? And he was like, sure, but it is a Georgia State suite,
right.
So no App State gear. And I was like,
yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Thanks, but no thanks. She'll pass.
Thank you. Yeah.
She's going to be
black and gold down.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's going to be shotgunning beers, yelling hi-yi-yikus at everybody. No one knows what that is, but the four App State people listening, they know what I'm talking about.
Okay, because I had no clue. Is that like the war chant or something?
That's the first line of their fight song.
Oh.
Hi-yi-yikus, nobody like us. It's gibberish. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
But it rhymes with nobody like us.
Hi-yi-yika.
Nobody like
us. Okay. Sounds good, man.
Good. Yeah, so they'll have a lot of fun with that. They beat Oregon State.
They did.
In Boone. And Oregon State may be, they're not a Power 4 program anymore, but they may be the worst big program, if they're even considered big anymore.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for them, man. Like, it sucks. They were in the Pac-12 2 years ago. Top 20 team in the country at the end of the season. With Jonathan Smith, that head coach. He takes the job at Michigan State, obviously. And now they're on the outside looking in, and they're 0-6. It sucks, man. That's the flip side. We're all like, college football's never been more fun.
Right.
For some of us.
For some. Yeah.
Not for everybody. Oregon State, Washington State, and some of these other schools are like, yeah, it was fun. Now it's not. But
Poor things. And they live in Corvallis.
Yeah, and they live in Corvallis, which is, it's not great. It's not great.
I know. You've been there. I've never been.
That's
what
I've been there.
Corvallis or Charlotte?
It depends on what you're looking for. Small town college vibe?
Yeah.
You go to Corvallis.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to drive on freeways a lot?
Go to Charlotte.
Go to strip malls. Go to Charlotte.
Gotcha.
All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour on Mondays and Fridays. We do two NFL No Huddles, though. And with no Falcons on Sunday, we got a chance to look even closer at all the other games. There was an early one. They played in London. The Vikings beat the Browns 21-17. Justin Jefferson with a huge game. I thought Dylan Gabriel was fine.
He was fine.
He played like Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, they didn't let him do too much or anything like that. I thought he was fine. I thought the biggest show was damn Quinshon Judson, how he was running. Mm-hmm. That dude was running so damn tough. And I think when he went to, he had like seven straight carries or something like that, man. So, I mean, obviously they want him to be the feature running back. They're trying to figure out their way. You're talking about the Cleveland at the quarterback position. But Dylan Gabriel was fine. A couple touchdown passes.
He's okay.
The crazy part was when Myles Garrett, his sack against Carson Wentz, how he closed the gap. They blocked him on the opposite side with a tight end chip, then a tackle, and he split them and then just ran down Carson Wentz. But I mean, you got Justin Jefferson, throw it to him a lot, which they did. You got
Addison,
who for dumbass got suspended for the first quarter.
What was he doing?
How do you miss curfew and walk through?
Oh, okay. So he was out there hanging out in London.
Yeah, he was out there in London acting a fool.
Having some, what do they drink in London?
Tea?
Flat beer? I don't think you're missing curfew on tea.
You never know what's in that tea.
Man, there's stuff in that tea.
They put stuff in that tea.
So he was enjoying his time in London.
Yeah, man.
He caught the game-winning touchdown, so it didn't seem to affect him too bad.
Exactly. And the Browns are 1-4. And then, they're coming back from overseas. That's usually when the coach gets fired. I do not think they're going to fire Kevin Stefanski. But, it's just Cleveland.
This isn't surprising to anybody, is it?
No.
They went into the year with three quarterbacks.
Yes.
All right. The Raiders are a disaster. Let's give credit where credit's due first, though. Colts are 4-1. Their defense is pretty good.
Yes.
Like, their defense playing some pretty good ball. Now, Geno helps because he throws multiple interceptions every single Sunday. But the Colts are playing some pretty good football. The Raiders, on the other hand, I didn't expect them to be good, but I didn't think it was going to look like this. I just thought Pete Carroll and Geno Smith would be able to be, like, serviceable, and it looks really bad right now.
It doesn't help that Brock Bowers is out. Brock Bowers is out with a banged-up knee, and I know Brock, tough as anybody, man, wants to play, but it does help when he's out there. A lot of Geno's tip passes, they still can't get the run game going. They got a couple of nice runs from Genty, but overall, nothing. Daniel Jones is playing really good, man.
Yes.
He's playing really good. They're playing really good around him. This seems like this is one of those candidates like Sam Darnold last year, where he might be the Raiders quarterback coming up this year if the Colts still believe in Anthony Richardson. But, yeah, that was a straight demolish. They demolished the damn Raiders yesterday.
40-6. Yeah.
Straight demolished them.
Yeah, Raiders are bad. Saints got their first win of the year. You talked about it on Friday. Game ball for Kellen Moore and the rest of them. Not really that surprising. The Giants are awful.
Yes.
Somebody had to win that game.
Yes.
Saints won it 26-14, though, and the Giants actually got off to a nice start. I think they scored on two of their first three drives, and Jackson Dart looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started turning the ball
over. And
he
started looking like a rookie.
Started looking like a
couple of interceptions. He's running outside the pocket. Ball falls out of his hand. Cam Scatterbooth with the fumble.
Yep.
Apologizing. Dear Giants Nation, you're going to get my all. Okay, yeah.
Just don't fumble.
Just don't fumble.
Yeah,
the damn
you don't
ball.
Have to make all these
and how about
speeches
that?
About
and,
it. And Spencer, what are we, Tim
and,
Tebow?
And Spencer Rattler didn't stink.
He's actually been okay.
He is playing well.
He's playing okay.
He's playing well.
He's not turning the ball over. He's doing his job. Like, they don't have a lot otherwise, but he's been okay. Like, I've been surprised by how well Spencer Rattler's played this
are
week.
They phasing Alvin Kamara out?
Just keeping him healthy to trade him?
That could be it.
I don't know.
That could be it.
Rashid Shaheed hit the highest miles per hour.
The dude can roll on that corner route.
Player.
Oh, yeah, that corner route, it was got gone.
I always like stuff like that because it's like, holy crap, look how fast that guy's going. And then they're like, you ran 22 miles an hour.
Yes.
The fastest anybody's run all year. It's like, all right, that's what it looked like.
He got gone.
It looked like a car. It's outrageous. Anyway, they won that game. Cowboys beat the hell out of the Jets. Jets are 0-5.
I read that this morning. They're the only team without a turnover.
Without creating a turnover?
Yeah. They're the only team.
And they've got like some pretty talented players on defense.
Dallas could have won this game 60-0. That's how bad they are. Dak Prescott
playing some good ball.
Was awesome yesterday. He was so good. Javonte Williams, I mean, we talked about him a couple weeks ago. This dude's running the hell out the rock.
I love seeing it.
And then they were down a few offensive linemen in this game. Obviously, they were without CeeDee Lamb. But Dak is playing so damn good, and the Jets are just awful. This is an awful football team, poorly coached. And I love AG, but they're poorly coached. They turned the damn ball over. They had another 10 penalties.
Hall's fumbling it again.
Yes, he's fumbling. They had another 10 penalties. Now they're going over to London, and we usually know that that's usually the Reaper trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually the Reaper trip. I don't think it will be, but I'm not for sure.
Yeah, I mean, in this era of the NFL, guys get fired mid-first season.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But it's one thing to lose. It's how they lose. They look so bad.
Yeah.
They look so bad.
Javonte, like you said, 135 yards and a touchdown. He's having a great year.
Yes.
I don't know what Denver was doing. I know he got hurt one year, but
yeah,
he's an awesome player.
He's a good player. Loved him coming out of North Carolina. But, yeah, I don't understand it. But, I mean, Dallas, you know, you think about, you know, the way they've been playing. The defense is still awful. But, I mean, you're playing against awful teams.
Yeah.
So, if you're playing against awful teams, go win the game.
You play the Jets, they're just going to give you three or four turnovers a game. All right, we'll grab a break. We'll come back and get
– You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
To all the other games that happened, there was some ridiculous finishes. Like, huge blown leads, fumble kicked 10 yards down the field, recovered in the end zone, which allowed a team to come from behind and win. It was wild. There was a lot of wild finishes in the NFL on Sunday. We'll come back and get you caught up on all the rest of them after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.